This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. It's the time of year when people start thinking about being outdoors, maybe at the pool or on a beach. And as they do that, people tend to think about their weight and they go on diets this time of year. Now, I am not a dietitian or a fitness instructor. I do believe, however, that too many people are carrying too much weight. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about the kind of weight that can be detected on the bathroom scales. I'm talking about a different kind of weight. I'm talking about carrying the weight of guilt. Scottish psychiatrist R.D. Lang said, "True guilt is guilt at the obligation one owes to oneself to be oneself. False guilt is guilt felt at not being what other people feel one ought to be or assume that one is." We carry too much weight in life when we carry feelings of false guilt. In other words, having feelings of guilt when you didn't do anything wrong is called false guilt. People who survive a bad accident or disaster in which others were killed or injured very often feel guilt because they survived. This can be a very strong feeling, a sad result of being abused emotionally, physically, or sexually as children or young people is that people often feel guilt or shame for these terrible actions which they had no control over. And that sense of shame can be so strong that it feels almost like a coat of dirt around a person. In fact, some people have a desire to always be washing or cleaning themselves because of that sense of guilt. And it takes time to work through. Now, to be sure, there is such a thing as real guilt. We have a built-in system called a conscience which tells us when we're doing something wrong, when we fail to live our own truth, when we disobey the God we love and deny Him as He reveals Himself in the Scriptures. True guilt is the result. But the wonderful thing about true guilt is it can lead us in the right direction. And we go to God for forgiveness. False guilt leads us in the opposite direction, and it haunts us. We want to know, does anybody know? How can I live to please others? And other people can place this false guilt on us. I love the story of Sir Conan Doyle, author of the Sherlock Holmes series. He loved to play practical jokes, and on one occasion he sent a telegram to 12 of his friends. It read, "Flee at once. All is discovered." Within 24 hours, all 12 had fled the country. Well, in Jesus Christ, we have a way of dealing with true guilt. And true guilt means that we come to Jesus Christ. We confess our sins. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so we believe that. We claim that. True guilt can be dealt with. False guilt we must recognize, and sometimes it takes time with a therapist or counselor to work through those things. Sometimes it's simply a matter of being aware of it. But we do serve a gracious Master who knows how to overrule our mistakes, and it's all to His glory and to His advantage. I think it all begins deep down within us when we accept the forgiveness that God has for us in Jesus Christ. In a cemetery not far from New York City, there's a headstone engraved with a single word, and the word is forgiven. The message is simple. It's one word, and there's no date of death. Just that one word, forgiven. You can experience that in Jesus Christ, and I hope you do. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.